With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from firing hundreds of employees in the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson said she's deeply concerned that administration officials aren't complying with her earlier order that maintains the Bureau's existence until she rules on the merits of a lawsuit seeking to preserve it. A hearing is set for the end of April. Roughly 1,500 employees are slated to be cut, leaving around 200 people. Many conservatives and businesses have criticized the Bureau's oversight and investigations. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Trump administration has escalated the battle with Harvard, threatening to revoke the school's ability to host international students. That comes as the president called for withdrawing the school's tax-exempt status. The Department of Homeland Security ordered Harvard to turn over detailed records of the school's foreign student visa holders, illegal and violent activities, by April 30th. Also at SRNNews.com, the United States military has blasted a Yemen oil port with airstrikes that's killed dozens of people and obliterated a key target. Correspondent John Gambrill has more.
Satellite images analyzed by the Associated Press afterwards show oil tanks destroyed, vehicles destroyed, and crude oil apparently leaking into the Red Sea. Now, the U.S. military has acknowledged this attack. They say they targeted the facility to stop the flow of oil and fuel products into Yemen to squeeze the Houthi rebels.
Israeli airstrikes across Gaza have killed at least 25 people, including children, as the new U.S. ambassador to Israel made his first public appearance. Ambassador Mike Huckabee appeared at the Western Wall, inserted a prayer handwritten by President Trump. I'm Ron Taylor. You'll find more at SRNNews.com. Something new at libraries in Sacramento that SRN's Michael Harrington has a report about.
You can get books, magazines, movies, e-books, audiobooks, games, and now contraceptives. 12 libraries in the Sacramento system are now giving away contraceptives in a partnership with Planned Parenthood. Those items are out in plain view on a shelf, which includes information aimed at children and QR codes they can use to link to the Planned Parenthood website. Officials say the program will probably expand to more libraries soon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is suing Maine's education department for not complying with its order that males be banned from playing against females in school sports. The lawsuit announced by Attorney General Pam Bondi escalates a dispute over whether the state is abiding by a federal law that bars discrimination in education based on sex. More on these stories at SRNNews.com. 250 years ago tomorrow, Saturday, marks the beginning of the American Revolutionary War. Speaking with Salem Radio, military affairs analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis says it sets the scene for what led to the famous warning signal, quote, one if by land, two if by sea.
There on the night of the 18th of April, 1775, the British were routed about 800 of their regulars, their redcoats, and they crossed the Charles River, and they were going to invade Concord with the purpose of trying to find what word was that they had military supplies being prepared for an insurrection.
As part of the commemoration of the anniversary, there will be two reenactments of Paul Revere's ride during this weekend, beginning at the Old North Church in Boston. Colonel McGinnis was appearing this week on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News.